How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Hello. Susie. In the last episode, you were talking about how your wonderful documentary has been gone out on BBC. And you were listing the people and you said, it's got me, Kirsty Walk, and then you went on to list other people. But it did sound like you thought you were Kirsty Walk.
Me, yeah. Kirsty Walk.
Me, as you know, Kirsty Walk. I am also Kirsty Walk.
I need to start doing a Scottish accent if I'm going to be Kirsty Walk.
Is she lovely?
She's so great, Tom. And do you know what? She is such a snappy dresser.
I was going to say, I really love her style as well as her.
She refers to herself as a tag hag.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
She loves designer clothes. Yeah, I loved that.
Oh, good for her. She works hard. Why should she
works hard
designer?
For her money.
Yeah.
Do you know what she said to me? She said, I'll have to take you to Chanel.
Wow. Is that a euphemism, though?
Why? What do you think that could mean?
Channel 5.
If I start telling you I'm working on Chanel number 5, it is Channel 5.
Did she go to Chanel?
Everything is very zhuzhy. But she'll be like, oh, these earrings, I've had them since the 60s.
Well, that's it. If you buy cheap, you buy twice, don't you? So if you can afford to invest.
I'd say sometimes more.
Yes, that's true as well. That is true. But if you can afford to invest, it does sometimes pay off. Kirsty.
There you go. You've heard it here first from Tom Allen.
Well, yeah, but sometimes it is quite nice to have something new. That's not life.
It is. I'm trying to be much better with sustainability, you know.
Oh, Suze, don't bring the mood down.
Oh, sorry.
No,
buy
good.
Everything. Fuck the world. Set it on fire.
No, that's true. You're absolutely right. It is good to be like that. What have you been doing? Have you been buying things?
Well, no, I've just been buying, like, better suits, nicer things, like, you know, things where I go, well, that suit I'll have for, like, you know, 5 years.
Mm.
And so that's great. And I'm wearing it every single day, so it won't look drab.
But in 5 years' time, you're going to look amazing. Darned.
I know, I can't wait.
Darned suit. Yeah, sorry.
I'll look like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
In Mary Poppins, who listeners last week will know is the theme of this week's episode. Didn't we plan a theme for this week's episode, though? Beforehand.
I don't know.
Before the debacle. Oh.
But we were meant to do Mary Poppins last week, and we didn't do it. So that can just be this week.
Yeah, we were meant to do Mary Poppins last week. That's true. The reason I wanted to talk about it was because it had been on the television a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And
we were watching it at the same time, and you text.
Of course. Quick, everyone, it's on. And I still think it's one of my favourite films. I still love it. That and The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, and it's the right time of year for Muppet's Christmas Carol. It's so great, Muppet's Christmas Carol.
You must watch it. It's very, it's Mary Poppins is just a world. I mean, obviously it's a nonsense world, but it's a world where Mary Poppins tells people what to do and they do it and everybody listens to her. I do think if we had a few more Mary Poppins in the world.
That would be great.
That would be good.
But that's the thing, Tom, you love a strong woman.
I've always said it. We need more people like that. Hattie Jakes is a matron. Yes.
You love a strong woman that's sort of telling you what to do.
Mm.
That's why we get on so well. I'm so bossy with you.
So
like,
bossy.
Tom, come on, we're going now.
But that is good. And people just need that, I think. Just need those people to just go, no.
But I like that.
Yeah.
That's like, I think Alice is very much, I mean, you know my Alice. Yeah. She's like, she knows what's going on. Mm. She's in control. She's very much like the brains of the operation in our house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she'd be like, no, we're not doing that. Like, okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah,
I just want to be told what to do.
Yeah, we all do. It's human beings. It's not right for us to all be just wandering around. You know, if I was left to my own devices.
Left to my own devices.
I probably would as the next lyric, but in my case, I probably wouldn't.
No. Mm-hmm. What do you think you would do left to your own devices, Tom?
Well, I have sometimes found myself just sat on a chair for ages. Or knowing that I've got to get on with something. Like,
just not doing it.
Yesterday, I knew I was coming, I had a quick turnaround, come in, put my stuff down, get changed.
What, a pirouette?
Yes. Quick change. But I sat down and started playing the piano, knowing that an Uber was going to take ages. Why didn't I get ready, call the Uber, then sit down and play the piano in the interim? But I won't be told. Sit there and play the piano. Just maybe it's just sometimes you just need it.
How long did you play the piano for? Oh. And how is... Because you're very good at the piano. Listeners may know this.
No, I'm not.
You are. What grade did you get up to?
Well, I was about to do my grade 8 and then I panicked and thought I'd better concentrate on my A-levels because I was in year 13. But I played...
Why don't you do grade 8 this year? Like in 2022?
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good thing to do. Yeah, I would like to do that actually. And just get it done. I would like to do that. That's a really good idea. It might take me a couple of years. It's quite intense because the music suddenly goes like, it's like page after page, and it's quite like, for other people to listen to, it's quite boring. Boring classical music.
Oh, I'm not offering.
Oh, that's my smoke alarm tests itself.
Oh, is it okay?
Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum.
I thought someone was playing your piano. I was going to say, Tom, you've got a ghost.
Oh my goodness, wouldn't surprise me. No, I do, I love it. And I realise that when other people go, I'll play something, I go, fall apart. But when I'm doing it with my own accord, I love it.
You've got an accordion as well.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Tom, you're so clever.
So clever, so clever.
I know, because I always tell you to play something in my bossy Mary Poppins way. Tom, get on the piano, play us something nice.
Well, yes.
But and you always do a great job.
Oh, that's kind of you. I think I need to build up my confidence. Maybe I should just get some lessons again and just sort of work through it. You know, if you're feeling a bit anxious about something or you're feeling a bit underconfident, if you actually say, I'm feeling a bit underconfident, I'm feeling a bit anxious, and you tell
you
a friend.
Own it.
And you own it, yeah. Then you can sometimes work through it. I quite like
you
to do
better
that.
Be playing some carols at your Christmas party.
Carole King. As you know, I love sad music, so just be like,
I love Carole King.
Looking out.
Oh, God, yeah.
You and what's the other sad one that she likes? You've got to get up every morning.
What about You've Got a Friend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's endless ones on that Tapestry album, aren't there?
Sad songs and funny jokes. Is that what you said last week?
Sad songs and funny jokes. Yeah.
Silly jokes.
Sad songs and silly jokes. Yeah. Yeah. The world needs more of that.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's your favourite character in Mary Poppins?
Mr. Banks. Mr. Banks.
George Banks.
George Banks, yes. He struggles to connect with his emotions, doesn't he? Mm. And he's so caught up in his work that he forgets to laugh. And I think that we can all be like that. But also I just really like his outfits. I like his sort of uptight ways and his like bowler hat. I might try.
Have you thought at all about A, wearing a bowler hat and B, just having a moustache rather than your beard?
Oh, do you think I would suit a moustache?
I would love you to have a go at a moustache. Yeah, Tom, I think you would.
All right, maybe I'll give it a whirl. I do think moustaches look good on guys, I have to say.
Yeah, I think so too. I wouldn't go handlebar.
No, too much? Too village people?
I think it's just a different look for you that isn't you.
So you think George... What is interesting, right, about getting into my later 30s is that you, as a kid, you go, George Banks is so old, Mr. Banks, so old. Like, why is he mad? Who would ever... Like, how has he got a family? And then when you get into your late 30s, you go, oh, yeah, he's quite fit, actually, old David Tomlins. David Tomlinson? David Tomlins. And I looked at him, he's like in his mid-40s, I think mid to late 40s when he made that film. I mean, he's a bit older, but, you know, I'm sure. He's a bit older than me, oh, I mean, but he's...
And there's plenty of dads in their 40s.
Plenty of dads in their 40s at the moment.
Plenty of single dads in your area.
Yeah, plenty of people in their 40s who get called dad, but even if they're not one. He's a very handsome man. And of course, Glynis Johns playing the mum.
Yeah, she's great.
Lovely crack in her voice, of course. George! George!
George!
George! I'm going to throw things
at the Prime Minister.
Oh, yes, that's right. Do stop all this nonsense, it says. Well, it's so fun. It's such a fun world where, you know, a bit
women
of a protest.
Didn't have a vote.
It's a terrible world, but in that scenario, it's a pleasant world, isn't it? Cherry Tree Avenue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I like the old lady that feeds the birds.
Yes, I like her. Yeah.
It's very sad. Makes you have a little cry.
Why do you think I like it so much? But I like also the people next, the men next door, who, thinking about it, are clearly a gay couple, aren't they? Nobody acknowledges it.
Oh, yeah.
Playing their little act out where they pretend that their house is a ship. And they have to...
Yeah. Which, and let's be honest, I mean, it predates In the Navy.
Oh, yeah, those moustaches. Yeah.
So they were actually very ahead of their time.
Yeah. Katie Nolan.
I would say that sailors is a real look for gay men.
Yes, it's always been the stereotype, hasn't it? That, you know, men at sea and everything for a long time look after each other. But I don't know if it's true or not. But I did think when I watched that Vigil? That thing with Saran Jones.
I thought you were going to say, but I did think when I watched this video, I was going to be like, Tom, stop.
It's not a documentary.
It isn't just a conversation. We're recording this.
I was watching this video the other day. So.
You still VHS. Sorry, when you were watching Vigil, were you thinking they're all banging each other?
Well, I do think it's close quarters, isn't it? And you know, they often...
It is close quarters.
They share a bed, like one in, one out. Hello.
All right.
But I don't know.
So the actress to the bishop?
I don't... Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's very... Like, even on Vigil, it was supposed to be... It was a set, so it was more spaced out. But in truth, you know, you can't turn around without being...
Accidentally.
getting very close to somebody, you know?
Making love to someone.
Yes. You can't... It happens.
Like you were when you were turning around in your house.
That's right. Yes. They're sailors. No, no sailors here.
No, absolutely no sailors at Tom's. I can confirm that.
No, never, no. And I've been to Portsmouth. Never met a sailor.
Well, listen, Tom, if there's sailors listening, do get in touch. You saying about being a bit about sort of watching telly and thinking that people were much older, thinking people were, you know, looking at people and going, oh my God, imagine being that old. Reminds me, I saw this thing on, I don't know whether it was Instagram or Twitter or what, but it was a teacher had put up some things that children in her class had written about what it would be like when they're 40. And it was so funny, like 7-year-olds writing, or 10-year-olds say, writing things like, my body hurts. I know I won't be here for much longer. Other people writing like, I walk with a stick, my hair is grey, all my friends are dead.
Oh no. Oh no.
But it really made me laugh. But it's true, isn't it? When you know, when I thought about, when I considered being 35 at 15, I thought, oh my God.
Yeah, what would life be like then?
Mm. I thought I'd at least have one BAFTA by now, Tom.
Well, you don't. You might be closer to it than you think. You don't know. You don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's one right here.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's right next to me.
Exactly.
But yeah, it is funny. It's funny when you look at those people and go, "Oh my God, I used to see you as a really old person, and now I am your age." Like, we're older than all the characters in Friends.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, not the actors, of course, but yeah, they were all like in their 20s. Like, we're much older. We would have been...
Oh, isn't... I didn't realise that.
And like, Will and Grace, probably Karen would be around our age.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Maybe Karen was 40, but yeah.
Yeah, they are, aren't they, like, oh, for your 30th, what are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a big deal.
And they're like lawyers and interior designers with their own apartment in New York City.
Yeah, I think in Manhattan.
That's the thing with our generation, is that we kind of were like, that. Obviously, that's how life has to be. And it sort of wasn't. It wasn't as straightforward.
You're in your mum's back bedroom.
Yeah, going, I don't remember this sitcom.
I didn't actually sign up for this.
Yeah. Oh, and Frasier, of course. I don't know how old they are. They're a bit old. They're late 40s.
They're older than us.
That's fine then.
Frasier Crane.
I love watching them. My mum always has that on in the morning. I do like it. It's such a nice way to start
the
day.
It is good.
Yeah.
It is really good.
Yeah. It feels just so chic of a morning to have like a really sophisticated sitcom on. Like, so aspirational.
Yeah, it is.
And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she had the same fantasy that I once had of getting an apartment and doing it up like Frasier's place. Like, regardless of...
What?
Yes.
What? What, getting like an old man to live there with a dog?
Yes, well, that would probably just be me.
and a lazy Susan? No, not a lazy Susan, a lazy boy.
A lazy boy, Jay, yeah. and just have it like Fraser's apartment. It is lovely in that sort of 90s kind of maple wood style.
Yeah. Loads of big windows. That's very nice.
Oh, very nice. You know, people go to Seattle chic. And there's none of that apartment block doesn't exist. Like where that would be, it doesn't exist.
Oh, really? Do people go to look at it?
Yeah, and it's not. That's there's funny. Nothing there that would have that view, apparently. Yeah.
Ah, so they've just... Oh, how disappointing. Once again, TV's foxed us.
Yes, we've been fooled.
Once again. Trick me once.
Yeah, more fool me, fool.
You'll probably trick me again, if I'm honest.
I'm very trickable. Very trickable.
I'm very trickable.
I still can't get over my Halloween thing, Suze. Talk about
what
trick.
What Halloween thing?
Well, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to get me to put loads of sweets out on the front step, thinking the children would have just one, and they stole them all in 10 minutes. Grab them, they did. I'll never do it again. That's it.
Never again.
I'll never be cheated again by those children. I'll do an autumnal display and they'll have nothing. They'll ring the doorbell and I won't answer. There's a trick. How do you like that? How do you like them apples? Maybe I'll give them apples.
You give them apples, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd take it for them.
Yeah.
Tom, we've got some friends getting in touch.
Oh, not the cast of Friends.
No. Have you watched The Morning Show?
No, but everyone says how good it is.
It's really good. You got to watch it. Oh, my God. In the second series... Oh my God, Juliana Margulies is a lesbian.
Oh, congrats.
And when there's something that happens, I'm not going to say anything, but something happens between her and one of the cast members. And Alice and I were so excited to see lesbian representation on television that we both stood up.
Oh my goodness.
Like the queen had entered the room, we were so excited.
Like
we also both
chorus.
Have quite the crush on Juliana Margulies.
When you say that, I'm thinking of Miriam Margulies, who is different. Who is
lovely.
Lesbian icon as well.
Julianne, an icon, sure, but not in The Morning Show.
Let me just
Juliana
have...
Margulies
Juliana
Margulies
with an E.
Maybe. No, just an I, probably. Juliana.
Oh, Juliana Margulies. Oh, yes, I see her now. Yes.
She's in The Good Wife.
Haven't seen it, but sure...
She's so beautiful, Tom. Anyway, she's really a lesbo.
Oh.
It made all my Christmases come at once.
Well, it is your Christmas, yeah. So there you go. And she's in The Morning Show and she's going out with somebody.
Yeah, and it's all very exciting.
Oh.
Let's go to Sarah Teal's email. Teal Like the Blue.
Oh, is that a full name?
Yes.
Is this a person like on Farron Ball can?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know that you could have brackets in your name, but you can.
Yeah, you can now.
Hello, I hope you're having a lovely day. I'm writing in the hopes that you might be able to do a shout out to my dearest friend Georgia, who was the one who introduced me to your podcast. She may even have been your first listener long before you had a jingle or even before you heard of coronavirus. Oh, that one listener that we used to talk about.
Oh, that's lovely.
We also came to watch you both perform in Greenwich this summer to celebrate our collective birthdays.
Oh, what a treat. How lovely.
16th of July, 1995. I'm imagining that's her date of birth, not the date of the gig.
I was going to say, I don't remember doing that gig.
I don't remember that.
It was in year
this
eight.
Is our birthday, not the date of the gig.
That's
funny that she's then said that.
We are, yeah.
Well done. Great, Sarah. Great work. It was in October. We are adoring fans of you both.
Oh.
A couple of weekends ago, she got engaged. I myself am so far from getting engaged, I could not possibly get myself in the mindset and had an absolute panic over an appropriate present.
Oh, great.
After spending half an hour in the Oliver Bonos Manchester Piccadilly, trying
Bonos.
To decide if a cushion with the word love sequined across it or a glass watering can with a small flower
such a tough one
in
that
the
shop,
middle
isn't it?
Better expressed eternal happiness, I panicked and arrived with a packet of M&S biscuits.
Perfect.
Salted caramel chocolate chunk.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Really nice. But I can't help but feel this isn't enough. So I'm writing to you in the hopes, although I'm sure you're absolutely under siege from similar requests, that you, our favourite comedy pair, might be able to wish her and Joe the best wishes, love and congratulations for their engagement. It would mean so very much to us, though possibly I admit less to Joe. Okay, Joe, why don't you help with the podcast?
Joe, yeah, maybe get your own podcast then, Joe. Also, Sarah, we are not here to just save you money on buying an engagement gift, okay?
I feel like that's exactly what we're here for.
Oh, we are. I'm fine. Okay, fine.
Love you. Love the podcast. Hope you have a great day. Thanks so much for reading this. If indeed anyone has read this,
everybody reads Sarah. The team.
The team, which is me, 15 minutes before the podcast begins.
Georgia and Joe, congratulations! Great news. But
great news.
Is this enough, though? Is this enough? Wouldn't you have preferred that lovely watering can from Oliver Boner's? You know, my favourite shop that sells maybe a cashmere bolero and one of those, like, dress things that's got hooks on the top of it to hang your necklaces on.
Yes.
Or a pestle and mortar or a book about cocktails. I mean, what is that shop?
What is that shop?
What is it?
I know I have sort of different feelings around it because the person that Matt Hancock got off with, her husband owned Oliver Boner's, didn't he?
I was going to say, I knew there was some sort of illicit affair to do with Oliver Boner's. Yeah. But I mean, it's a useful shop, no question. Lovely, lovely cards, lovely bits.
Lovely bits, lovely bits.
Sort of place you buy some gloves for a sibling's partner.
Is that what you think it's perfect for?
Mm, yep, at Christmas time, at Christmas tide. A lovely, maybe a pair of mittens or a woolly hat made of cashmere. Maybe a...
All of these things, lovely gifts.
Lovely, lovely gifts. Maybe a... A scented candle.
A scented candle, sure. A face mask, potentially.
Oh, one of those face masks. Or one of those ones that just has the under-the-eye face mask.
Yes, why not? Mm. An eye mask for sleeping. A pair of
pyjamas.
Which says
sleep across it.
Sleep across it. Or queen with a KW.
Oh, yeah. It's probably got some of that stuff, yeah. Queen.
If not, we should probably start doing...
That would be an Oliver Boner's, I reckon. Oliver Boner.
Oliver Boner. Is that a different shop?
Oliver Boner, yeah. It's also known as Prowler.
Right, let's have one more email before we finish today.
Okay.
This is a lovely one. Hello. That's how I imagine that she says it. Hello. Hello. I hope you're both having a super week. Firstly like to thank you so very much for your wonderful podcast.
Oh.
I first discovered it 4 years ago on maternity leave when my lovely friend, Michael Chakravarty of Bake Off Fame, Clang.
Michael. Hello, Clang. Clang to you.
Told me that I must listen, and thank goodness he did. I went back and listened to every episode, and it was such wonderful company in the very long, otherwise lonely walks trying to get a newborn to sleep.
Aww.
And now, just as I've gone on maternity leave with my second baby, you've appeared again.
Oh my
goodness. What timing.
We are like a couple of gay storks, aren't we?
That's how I like to think of us.
Yeah.
What timing. I can't explain how grateful I am that you're back. I thought you'd be interested to know that my other top... often only adult voice I hear in a day podcast, apart from Out with Susie Ruffle and Michael's own podcast, of course, is Rob and Josh's Parenting Hell.
Oh.
And I really, really enjoyed being in the middle circle of that Venn diagram of like-minded friends and Parenting Hell this week, as it meant listening to Rob Beckett complaining that he had 2 hours sleep between the dog and the kids on Tuesday, and listening to his pal Tom Allen complaining that he'd only had 7.5 hours sleep on Wednesday.
He doesn't need any sleep, that boy.
Does he not?
I get talked about on that podcast, apparently. I get drunk and tell Rob everything, and then he's like, perfect content.
I've got some content.
But, I think that's the thing, isn't it? When people have children, like for me, I need 8 hours minimum, 9 preferable. Last
13
night,
if pass.
Left to my own devices, yes. I love to sleep. I need to sleep. How do you think I keep my beautiful bald head wrinkle-free?
Well, that's the thing. You don't have any wrinkles, Tom. That is the truth.
Well, only when I'm laughing.
I see you up close all the time.
Well, thank you for that. Under the eyes. Anyway.
Both conversations brought me so much joy, and I really am so, so happy to have you back making me laugh again and blowing my mind with facts like Fortnite being short for 14 nights. How am I learning this at 32 years old? Anyway, sending you so much love and thanks, Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca, congratulations. And also, that is a good fact, isn't it? I've forgotten about how we did that good fact.
Oh my God. Got any good facts for this week?
I can't remember if I said it on something else the other day, but did you know a peanut isn't a nut? It's a pulse. That's what I got told. It might not be true. If you've got a nut allergy, do check. But
I'm just imagining someone going to A&E and saying, Tom Allen said it'd be fine.
Another one. We've got another one, Nurse Everington. That's a character I just made up. Apparently a peanut isn't a normal nut. It's a pulse.
That's
like
good
a lentil,
to know.
Which you can sort of see, but do check that's true.
Do check.
I'm going to check.
But what a lovely email to receive from... Isn't that lovely that we've been there for both of her pregnancy? I wonder if we'll be there during the birth. because you can listen to whatever you like.
That's the thing. Do you think that rather than whale music, they've got us? Well, and she's going, in the birthing pool.
Yeah. The birthing pool. Is that where lots of people do it at the same time?
Yes.
Like when you carpool?
Yes, like carpooling. You get to go in the fast lane. Yeah, birthing pool. I mean, it must be quite a job to clean out that hot tub.
Firstly, I don't think it is quite a hot tub.
Has it not got the jets in it?
I don't think so. What, jet from Gladiators?
Yes, that's who I want as my birthing partner.
Listen, if you want jet, I'd make that happen for you, darling.
Dressed in the full Gladiators outfit, standing on one of those, like, plinths on a stick. Do you remember how they used to be? Holding one of those, like, enormous cotton buds.
Enormous cotton buds, that's exactly what I was going to say. Mm. Did you watch Gladiators?
Yes, but we were a bit more BBC than that.
Oh, all right, Tom.
Well, no, but we would have like Noel's house party on that time rather than Gladiator. No, we would have or Challenge Annika. I think those are sort of the same. I think they were rival shows.
Did you see that picture of the guy that went viral a couple of weeks ago? Of the guy that was he was the person inside Mr. Blobby.
Oh my goodness! What was this?
And that someone like papped him outside his house, and he had the Blobby costume in a black bag, but you could sort of see through it that it was Blobby. And it was this man's expression, like, "I've been caught." I'll find it and send
Blobby,
it to
Blobby,
you.
Blobby,
it's
Blobby.
Hilarious.
I'm sure you'd recognise him from his voice anyway.
Yeah, of course. Blobby, Blobby, Blobby. I might have told this story on the podcast forever ago, but I had a friend that her father had dressed up as Mr. Blobby for her like little brother's birthday party.
Oh.
And do you remember those old fashioned costumes where they'd have like mesh across the mouth?
yeah.
And the little boy, like Mr. Blobby walked in and the little boy screamed, "Mr. Blobby's eaten dad."
Oh my goodness. Oh, bless. What a terrifying time that must have been.
What a terrifying experience.
Gosh, what a lot to explain. How would you recover from that as a parent?
Oh, as a person, I wonder how he is now.
Yeah,
probably
true.
Having therapy about that.
A lot of therapy. The therapist going, "Okay, you want to talk about the Mr. Blobby thing again? Okay,
yeah, okay. It's fine.
Like Goldie Hawn in Death Becomes Her. No,
I haven't watched that film in years.
watched it at Halloween. Actually, it was really fun.
It's a great movie. Mm.
That and Hocus Pocus.
Oh, and they're making a second one. You know.
A lot of not just, but mainly gay people are very excited about that.
Oh, lots of gay men and women that were between 10 and 12 when it came out.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Yeah. Definitely. I did like it. Come little children, I'll take thee away.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying from you, Tom.
Mm, very haunting. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I hope it's good because sometimes sequels aren't necessary.
Listen, I feel like if Bette Midler's involved, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
Yeah, you've always said it, so I guess it's true.
I'm going to watch It's a Wonderful Life this week.
Oh.
To get me feeling festive.
Well, that's a good one. I tend to watch that a bit closer to Christmas, but maybe I could watch it a bit sooner.
I weep from the beginning.
Do you?
Yeah, I find it very moving. From the bit where Clarence is on the pier with him.
Oh, yeah, of course, that's the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
So, I'll let you know how I got on next week.
Do you know what? I still think about every time I'm in a gym is how that swimming pool appears under the floor.
Yes.
I remember seeing it as a child. Even just that moment, I was like, oh my goodness, are all gyms like that? That the floor just opens up and you fall into a swimming pool?
All of them are.
It's a really terrifying idea. Like, to represent that, like, it would be so sort of like, what is this set feature? Oh, well, the floor opens up, there's a swimming pool there. People would be like, my school didn't have that. What are you talking about?
It did, Tom. You just didn't know.
It did. Part of town. It's so sweet, isn't it?
I can't wait to watch it. Mm. Well, Tom, that's all from us this week.
There we go.
It's been so lovely being back, doing like-minded friends. We've had so many lovely emails from people. If you want to get in touch, the email is hello@likemindedfriends.com.
You nearly did the old email there, Suze.
I always did the old email. We're both on social media. If you enjoy it, do tweet about it.
Oh yeah, tell people that we're here.
Tell people about it. Maybe like just send it to one friend.
Yeah.
If you send like this rather than being like, you don't need to tell everyone, but maybe you've got one friend who you're like, this might make you laugh.
Like this guilt tripping chain letters that we used to get.
Yeah. yeah, like, oh, if you don't send this on to seven people, you'll have bad sex for the rest of your life.
Well,
I'm already having. No, I'm not.
I mean, I was thinking of the ones I got when I was a teenager. I didn't really get those so much. But maybe I did. But it was always like, this chain has not been broken. It's been going on for 10 years and so far included 5 billion people.
Oh, very stressful. I haven't got the guts for that sort of thing.
No way. No, thank
no
you.
No way.
Yeah.
So, thanks so much for listening. Get in touch if you want. Rate us if you want. Rate and subscribe. Apparently that's really useful and we should be encouraging people to do that. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.